when we think of this thought, the first temptation that came to Jehoshaphat in chapter 18. God, we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that no temptation has overtaken you except which is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation, and this is the point, with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. In chapter 18, he provided a way of escape through the prophet that Ahab hated. God provided a way of escape for Jehoshaphat, but Jehoshaphat didn't take it. And so the challenge for us is, and I agree wholeheartedly with what Wagdi said and with James who said it before Wagdi, is that God cannot be tempted and neither does he tempt. So we can't say God made me do it. We can't say the devil made me do it. God will provide a way of escape. He did for Jehoshaphat, but Jehoshaphat didn't respond. And so we need to be encouraged that when the temptation of the flesh does come, God will provide a way of an escape because he says so in his word.